Good morning, everyone. Charlie Riverman Bergeron here, live on Humanity Healing. And I will be talking about a subject that came up yesterday. I call it From Coal to Diamonds. And it has to do with our evolutionary shifting into our crystalline DNA activation rather than our carbon DNA. And I feel that we're all experiencing this right now in some form or shape or manner. And some are choosing not to move forward, and many of us are choosing to move forward with this. So with that said, I'm just going to tone some resonance here. Good morning, Patricia. How are you today? Blessings. Thank you. Just allow that tone, those tones, to just embrace you. There are upper chakras in alignment with them, hoping to open parts of ourselves which are ready to hear and receive what is necessary at this time. Good morning, Jose. So, as I said, it started as an interesting topic and then took a deep turn into all kinds of information. And the latest part of that was, as I'm sitting here waiting to go online, I randomly opened the book of the Gene Keys, and the page is hit right on. It's the 35th Gene Key, and it's all about DNA. So, coal to diamonds. What came up and has come up for all of us over, well, quite a while now, but this process of evolution that we're going through. And as I thought about it yesterday morning, good morning, Margo, that the process that we're going through is much larger than we are. And we do still have choices. And I see some people who are choosing to remain in their carbon base. And I see many of us evolving, sometimes consciously in choice and sometimes unconsciously in choice, into our crystalline activation. And so the analogy between diamonds and coal was really relative. Coal is basically carbon in its structure. And coal won't ever really become a diamond because it has too many impurities. And so no matter how much heat and pressure you put on it, those impurities, which are, you know, natural organic materials as well as minerals, will keep it from ever being a diamond. And so I look at that as there are some of us here on this planet who are much like coal, and they're very organic, and that was their intention, was to come here and be organic and to live in that presence and to learn from that presence and work with those impurities. There are others of us who have impurities that we've been working on consciously over our lifetime. Some of you who are much younger than me are not going to experience a lot of the impurities, I would say, that I have gone through, because your DNA had changed whenever you came into incarnation here in these physical bodies. So this is about us as spiritual divine beings entering into these physical bodies and moving through these processes, which are universal. They're not just on planet Earth. They're not just about humans. This is universal evolution. It's the evolution of consciousness. It's so many things that it's hard to put in words. But so it's to simplify it, we have coal with all of these impurities, and it's being refined. And so much like the crystals that we have, I showed yesterday, this beautiful crystal cluster, which is just amazing. And in its state in the ground, it was covered with dirt and filth and other minerals attached to it. And this is the end result we get to embrace and see the beauty of. So just like us, good morning, Lisa. Good morning, Leonie. So this is the thing, path we're on, is to rid ourselves of what we would call impurities and refine and redefine who we are as these beautiful beings of light. And so as coal will never become a diamond, so too, in truth, we can't literally become the totality of a diamond and still exist in this plane of consciousness or in this physical body. But what we're doing is really shifting and changing and evolving into, I'm trying to find the word I used yesterday, was diamondhood, into our diamondhood. The words come through, and I have to laugh when I hear them, because I, look and realize that my higher guides are always playing. They have a great sense of humor. And yet, this whole process that we're going through is really about transmutation and transfiguration. And it's interesting that there's a difference. And here we are at the time of Easter, when we look around, and the Christian religion has brought forth the resurrection and the transfiguration and the transmutation of Jesus. And so much in the same way, this is what we're going through, but in a very slow and yet quick to us on some levels process. And it's nothing to fear. And this is the message that I keep getting, is to stay in love, to stay in the presence of love. I spoke last week, I think it was, on forgiving ourselves and the process of forgiving ourselves and letting go of fears or our feelings that we are not capable or we're not, we can't accept something new, that we're so rigid that we can't be open and receive this new transformative energy, which is in essence universal. It's not just about us. Mother Earth is really much like us. She is a vessel, just like our bodies are a vessel, and she has a conscious awareness, and we have a conscious awareness. That conscious awareness is how we connect to the greater collective consciousness, which expands even further and comes under the umbrella of what we would call divine, supreme, divine creator energy and consciousness, which is always creating. So this process of constant creation is what we are a part of. And it isn't something to fear. It's actually something to look forward to and embrace as positive. The issue for us as humans is we have what we would call these negative reactions. We have aches and pains. You can look up the symptoms of transformation, in many different ways, energetically. And many people are passing this around that, oh, I feel like this. I have hearing problem. I have this issue. I have that issue. And so many of us say, well, you can't attribute all our aches and pains to this conscious shifting from being, having these impurities and this purification process. However, we need to pay attention to all of that because it's a process. It isn't something that's hard and fact in rule. So scientists and doctors will debate and argue and try to compete with each other as to which is correct, which is not correct. I'm not here to do that. I'm here to express to each of you and as well myself to stay open to it all, to embrace with our higher awareness what parts feel are happening and what parts are actually something else. Our impurities, and I say this not in a negative manner, they're just organic processes of living. Because we are organic beings. And so we attract and we actually host a lot of beings and forms of life in our bodies. You know, there's bacteria, there's et cetera, et cetera. I'm not going to try to rattle it off because that's not the point. The point is that all of that makes up who we are, and all of that is transmuting and transfiguring at the same time we are. So just as we see there are species now becoming extinct, and yes, it's sad and it's horrifying, but it's a natural process of their evolution. We can sit and blame ourselves and we can say we're responsible, and in some ways we are very responsible for a lot of this. But whether we were here or not, if that species is to evolve and become something else, then that is a choice not made on our level. So what we have to do is really start to come back into our bodies. And we have to realize that this shifting of our DNA from a carbon-based to a more crystalline base is really something to embrace as much as it will create what we call chaos. You see it in the world at large. This is because Mother Earth is going through this. We as humans are affected by it. So we feel it, and then it brings chaos into us. As we deal with the chaos, we create most of the time more chaos. So the answer really is to dive within ourselves, to find that space where we can accept grace, where we can accept love, where we can accept that we are unconditionally alive. There's no conditions to our living here, really, in reality. And to let go of a lot of these constructs and ideas that we've been fed for thousands of years that say we are limited beings, that we have to bow down to a ruler, that we have to that we can't think on our own, that we can't make a decision for the greater good of the whole because it needs to be part of this structure that we've agreed upon for thousands of years. All of that is dissolving. All of that is disappearing. It's not going to take one lifetime. It's going to take many lifetimes. But as we see what's happening now, we have children who are being born with more crystalline DNA structure. And we realize that these people, these children are not fearful of speaking out. And there's younger ones coming in with even more codes activated that we don't have any clue what they're going to bring about. But each generation is also seeking the generations that came before them, which are us, for some recognition that who and what they are is valid. They're looking for validation, just as we looked for validation for who we were when we were children. Personally, I did not get that. And my life took patterns which, when I look back now, I realize, wow, it would have been so much easier had I known this then. Every generation has said this, okay? If we only knew now what, you know, or knew then what we know now. The truth is, you can, okay? And the way to do that is to start honoring yourself for being the divine being that you truly are, and start tapping into this truth which everyone outside of us might want to discourage us from because it makes them uncomfortable. I think personally, we're here to make it uncomfortable and make it uncomfortable for everybody. I'm sure that when Jesus was put on the cross, that was very uncomfortable for many, many, many people, because they realized that there was a truth in him that, irregardless of what the stories were after him, but in the present day of his life, he was speaking out and he was talking about things that were totally contradictory to the way things were being lived, because he was speaking from his heart, his divine heart, just like you and I can speak from there. Or we can talk from another place. This is what we need to do, is come back into that heart space where there is basically only the energy of love, of peace, of light. You hear me talk about this all the time. It's where I went when I died, and I became peace and light and love. So I'm not talking from a book. I'm not talking from something that I don't comprehend or understand. I do understand this. I comprehend it as much as I can in this human body with this human mind. When I step out of that human mind, as I do when I talk to you, I step out of that. It's here, it's physical, it's watching the, you know, the screen over here, it's reading, it's doing, it's waving hands. Yet there's really a higher part of myself that comes through to speak to you. And actually, in some ways, demands that I speak. And so, as you've seen over the past months, actually 30-something shows here on Humanity Healy, I have grown in my self-confidence. I have grown in my ability to relax, to not worry about whether you see me or you don't see me, whether my words are heard or whether they're politically correct. Those are all concepts outside of who I am and who you are as beings of great light. And what is it that the diamond really represents? When we look at a diamond, and I have a Herkimer diamond, I don't have a big, but what does that, you know, what is it? It reflects light. And look at, you know, I wish my camera was better. I could catch all the prisms. And that's what we are supposed to be doing. We are supposed to be reflecting light. And everything around us seems to be against us. It's saying, no, don't do that. No, don't do that. No, don't do that. And we see this darkness. And we are actually the light that can transform and transmute that darkness. We are the alchemists. Said in my sort of preview talk the other day, we are the masters and the teachers. we've been looking outside of ourselves for the masters and teachers for thousands of years. Not all of us. There were some who stood up as masters and teachers, and they were the fully realized humans. And so what they were doing is really tapping into that unlimited self that has no boundaries. And having no boundaries can be extremely frightful. We're not used to that. We're used to being contained in a physical body. And so what we've done is created another physical body outside of us with each other. And we've held each other accountable for who I am and what I am. And we look at each other, and if we don't get that sort of energetic signal that says, you know, this is okay. When we step outside of that, and people, I don't want to talk to you. You're getting a little woo woo. Whatever. They start judging you. What's happening really is they're recognizing in themselves that part of them which is attached to fearful thinking. Did a post the other day to somebody, I don't know what it was, but it was something about weapons. And I says, the greatest weapon we need to eradicate on this planet is fear. Fear is the greatest weapon. And it doesn't matter how it expresses itself, because it can manifest in thousands and thousands of ways. Ultimately, fear will kill you. And that's, you know, that's reality. And we live in a world where we have people now who are aware that fear can be used as a not only a social weapon, but also a physical weapon against your physical body. And what happens is your body processes this fear, and as it does, it starts to break down all the working mechanisms, the dynamics. And so we may not see it happen rapidly, but it does over time. And this is why we're shifting, part of the reason why we're shifting from the more carbon-based DNA to the crystalline DNA, because in that there's a self-healing process that can't be messed with. And so, again, this is about creating a human race, a race of beings, who are closer in form to their spiritual nature. Okay? And we're coming together. This concept of unity is really just a coming together and a better way of not just living, but interacting with the greater collective consciousness. So as I speak, beauty under pressure. Thank you, Cheryl. That's a beautiful expression. Thank you for that. And this is, we are that beauty. We are that beauty. We were created as beautiful as Mother Earth is. And if you look at Mother Earth within the universe, if from outer space, here's this beautiful blue planet that sits in this solar system. And everybody's going out in space trying to find planets. What are they looking for? They're looking for somewhere that life can happen. And they're looking for water. And water is what makes this planet blue. And water is what we are. We have the same amount of water in our bodies as the planet. We are, if you look at this is planet Charlie. Your planet Ashley or your planet Cheryl. And you need to start honoring yourself as these beautiful beings And when we do that, what happens is we start to have an overabundance of love. Is there such a thing? Only in a human mind there is. Because the human mind measures everything. But what it truly is we come back to an open heart that is not fearing to express itself. That's all. It's really simple. Some of us don't know how to just sit in that quiet space of love. We've been taught that love is something, an action, and we have to do something with it. If we can just sit and embrace love, divine love, the love from our heart, the love that's really that passionate love that we write about, that we talk about, that we preach about, and just allow that the space to be and grow within us, the only outcome that comes from that is we give it away. Because we become too full in order to hold it all. It's like the waters from the mountains come down the rivers, the streams, they get bigger and bigger. There's more and more water, more and more love, more and more, until they get to a flat spot and it spreads out and you get these lakes and ponds. Where are they? They're sort of an oasis in the desert. All of these metaphors we can use to look at that, because it can't be contained. It's so beautiful. And this is what we as masters and teachers, each one of us, are to do. And it doesn't matter what level we do it on, or with whom, or how. Those are human attributes that, as I started the show, as we're shifting and changing, are their energy is dissipating. It's being transmuted and transfigured, both at the same time. What it is these are our impurities being released. Does this transformation need time, or can happen within just a moment of realization? That's a very good question, Bill. And my answer to that, it can happen both ways. And it depends on the individual. And so when we see somebody having these epiphanies, we realize that a lot of them don't last, but they are embracing that. And in that embracing of the moment of that awareness, what sets forth is the energy comes through us and activates us. And so these are those epiphanies are what I look at as being activations. And there are so many of you out there now who are helping others through activations in many, many different ways. And an activation really is an intercession. It's a gathering of energies that is focused on the highest outcome or the highest evolutional potential for each of us or for the individual. As I lift you, you lift me in the same way, because I have to keep up with you. There's no way, otherwise the communion ends. So it's a form of a beautiful form of communion, of agape, the love communion between each of us that reminds us, remind. The mind is what has been damaged. It's been subjected to chemicals. It's been subjected to electronic frequencies, and it continues. And there's, you know, concern about new energies that are being created in our technological warfare. And it doesn't mean that it has to overcome us, because ultimately we have the power of creation within us. And as long as we are told that it's outside of us, we'll continue to look outside of us. And that's not where the answer lies. And that's not what that's what the teachers have always expressed. And oh my goodness, I'm at 10:30. People, you know me, I can talk for days. The interesting thing I want to share was in the ultimate order for transmutation to and transfiguration to occur, it is ultimately our commitment to seek the truth within us, not the facts outside of us, the truth within us, and to accept that no matter what others may say, and start to live it. And I promise you that the children who are coming behind us will see your light. They will see that you as that diamond. You will catch their attention, that they will see that sparkle. And they're looking for us. And it's our responsibility now to stand up and be seen, to be heard, to be visible. It's a very challenging proposition, but many of us have definitely chosen to be here and do that. And for those of you who are not too sure, that's why some of us are here, is to keep telling you, show up, show up, show up. I love you. I bless you and I thank you. And may you continue on this process of transmutation and transfiguration into the beautiful beings that somewhere in yourself you know you are and you can't deny anymore. And with the symptoms that are happening because of the electromagnetic fields, Schumann resonance, the body shifting, be gentle and listen. Listen to that higher intuitive self that's telling you to stop, don't eat this, don't drink that, do this, do that. It may sound crazy, but it's better to be crazy and honor yourself than to be crazy and profiting others. With that, I'm complete. I thank you for listening. I see you all as diamonds, and we're in a great big field. And yeah, it's time. It's time to evolve. And many blessings. We'll see you next week, and enjoy whatever comes up for you during the week as a result of this little chat we had this morning. Thank you all. Bye-bye.